Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The commissioner of the MAC, John Steinbrecher. John, how are you? Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time.
Adam, I'm great. Just trying to stay warm.
It's tough to do. I mean, it has been brutal this week.
Yeah, well, hey, it's late January. It's okay.
Yeah, right.
Spring is around the corner.
That's right. It's not like we expected it to be 60 degrees today, right? So
exactly.
John, we got to talk about the expansion of the college football playoff. I know I think a lot of fans want it. I know I certainly have been an advocate for it for a long time. The group of five schools hadn't really had a place at the table legitimately until this year. Obviously, Cincinnati got in. Now they're leaving a group of five conference and going into the Big 12. But they broke. But everything had to break perfectly for Cincinnati to get there. It was a perfect storm of situations, and they could have still gone undefeated and been left out if some things had gone a different way. And the only way to consistently, I think, get a group of five, at least one group of five team in every year, is to expand the playoffs. You're in the room. What kind of stomach is there amongst the commissioners, amongst the people deciding this, to expand the college football playoffs, and why do you think it's important to do so?
Well, I would say there's unanimity that people want to see the playoff expanded.
Yeah.
There is still some differences of opinion among when we should do that and how we should do that. I would say that the vast majority of the room is really zeroed in on 12 teams. That makes a lot of sense. And then there's some factors around it that are still under debate by some people, many of which you've probably read or heard about.
Sure.
And we can work through. I think most of them are really solvable if we want to solve it. You know, you asked a really good question. Why should we want to expand the playoff?
Yeah.
Well, let's start with this. College football has the fewest teams that participate in a national championship playoff of any college sport.
Right.
3.1% of our teams do that. Four teams a year out of 135. And so could we grow that a little bit? You know, if we took it to, you know, 12 is the number we seem to be talking about, you'd jump it up to 9, almost 10% of the field, would greatly improve that. And there are some other reasons to do that from where I sit. And I'm talking from an FBS hat, not non-autonomous or autonomous FBS, the Power Five, Group of Five, all that stuff. It starts with the fact that one of the unintended consequences of going to a four-team playoff that I don't think we really thought a lot about is by the time you get to the end of the September, the media and fan attention has really gone from a broad array of teams down to 10 or 15 teams when you really think about it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's
yes.
not healthy for college football.
No, I agree. And I think one of the extra bonuses that I think, assuming you guys would do it this way, of I think, you know, obviously the ratings for the college football playoffs are big. We get that. But I feel like that college football loses some momentum because a lot of the bowl games are kind of white noise. Certainly the early bowl games are white noise. They're not that many people are paying attention to those early bowl games. And I think you go from all these great teams playing, and then they don't play for a month, whereas if you went to 12 teams, I assume that first round would be somewhere, you know, early to mid-December, And so that would create even more of a buzz, and I think it would be big for everybody.
Yeah, what we're looking at a format. If we did the 12-team format, as we've been discussing, you would probably see the opening round of the playoff probably 2 weeks after the conference championship games are played.
Awesome.
And then you come back with the next round kind of over New Year's.
Yeah.
And then you'd have two more rounds spaced probably 8, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12 days apart.
Yeah.
And it gets back to what you're saying, attention.
Yeah.
And so if we went to this 12-team model, we would find ourselves in November and still have 40 or 50 teams still on the board that people would be paying attention to. And that means greater media attention, greater fan attention, greater TV ratings, all of those things. It'll increase value for all involved.
Yeah, and to your point, we're talking with Dr. John Steinbrecher, the commissioner of the MAC. You know, I hear some of the old school, you know, people who don't even want the 14 playoff say, well, if the more team, you know, if you add too many teams, then it becomes meaningless because then teams get it. Well, then teams are in like Ohio State or Alabama, maybe they have nothing to play for. Well, I don't buy that because and you'll clarify, because I would think maybe one part of this would be the top four seeds would might get a home game in the first round, but also. It right now, as you said, there's so many teams that they're out of it so quick, there'd be a lot less teams in that position. Like if you lose a game in September, besides Alabama, Ohio State, you wouldn't necessarily be out. So go ahead, Doc.
No, you're absolutely right. And here's under the proposal we're looking at.
Yeah.
You would take the six highest rated conference champions would get in, and then you take this next six highest rated teams as at large.
Right.
The top four seeds would be the top four highest rated champions.
Okay.
So let's say you're always in the hunt for that conference championship. You have something to play for. You don't want to go to that championship game and lose. If you get that, if you are one of the top four seeds, you've got to buy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Right.
And so that brings value to that. And it gets back to, this keeps everybody involved, everybody focused on it. It seems to be a healthy way. It's why I continue. The more and more I go back and study what we had a small working group of four people work on this, and it continues to hold up. It's really brilliant in how it was constructed, because it's not too many teams. It's just enough. It did the things. One of the things I always talked about before we went down this path was I was fearful of expansion of the CFP if it meant devaluing the regular season.
Right.
This turned it on its head.
Yeah.
Not only didn't devalue it, it brought greater value to it.
John Steinbrecher with us, the MAC commissioner. John, you know, I said mistakenly the top four teams would have home games. They would obviously have a bye. Would teams 5, 6, 7, 8 have home games in the first round, or would those be neutral site games?
One of the things we're talking about is possibly doing those at home sites at a site to be selected by the higher seeded team, for instance. All of that hasn't been finalized, and we'll see where that discussion goes. But I think one of the things I've talked about is we'd gladly host Alabama in Oxford, Ohio. right? But you think about some of the matchups you could see.
Oh, amazing.
That would just be phenomenal. And it's exciting to think about. And, boy, I'm sure hopeful we can figure out all the details and bring this together.
Have you and the other commissioners of the group of five schools ever had conversations saying, hey, listen, if the Power Five schools don't get on board with expanding the playoffs, would you guys ever consider having a playoffs of your own? Or is that not viable?
Yeah, I don't know that we've gone down that path. We view this as a football bowl subdivision issue, the 10 of us together, right?
Yeah.
Now, clearly, the autonomy conferences, the Power Five conferences, as you call it, they bring a great deal of value with them. The fact that we're trying to embed these certain rounds of these games in the bowl games, and these are games in which they have traditionally had relationships with, brings additional value. And so I very much recognize we would never have had a team, or in all likelihood not if, no, we would never have had a team in an Orange Bowl or a Cotton Bowl had we not had the system we've had that has facilitated openings for our teams. And so you're cognizant of that. But I think we also understand that we all bring great value to each other.
Right. No doubt about it. We're talking with John Steinbrecher, the commissioner of the MAC. As we, you know, obviously the last couple of seasons have been a real challenge with COVID. Do you feel like the schools in your conference, and do you feel like as a conference as a whole, that you're in a good place in terms of now going forward, you know, to eventually the 2022 season? Do you, you know, it's an ever-changing thing, COVID, we know, and it's not going to, I don't think it's ever going to totally go away, right? It's not that I'm a doctor. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But still, do you feel like 2022 will feel like a normal season, or will it still be a challenge?
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's a good point.
I think what we've learned is don't get too far down the road.
Fair.
You take it a day at a time, a week at a time, and a month at a time. We are more adept at dealing with this than we've been before. We don't fear the disease like we did more than a year ago. We respect the disease or the virus and recognize the importance of being vaccinated in terms of minimizing the effects if you do catch the virus. And so we've spent a lot of time with our athletes and coaches on that, and our folks have done a really nice job on that, but we need to continue to be vigilant. And again, where we were a year ago in having to cancel games or postpone games or reschedule games, again, we're doing that much more, I don't know if seamless is the right word, but we're much more efficient in how we're managing that. And so we'll play many more games than we did a year ago. I certainly hope that continues, but you recognize it is there's a stress that comes along with it for the participants. But I really respect how they manage it. They're working through these things. They're being disciplined. They're doing all the types of things you'd hope they do.
John, before we let you go, let's talk a little college basketball, because obviously your tournament is back in, you know, Cleveland again this year at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Your men's and women's tournaments are both there, and I'm sure you're looking forward to a big year at the Rock of college of MAC tournament championship, right?
Well, we have the best partnership and the greatest facility in the country, and we view it as a privilege to come in here each year. We're contracted at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse through 2030, by the way. So okay. We're going to be here for a while. Yeah, I am looking forward to this year's tournament. We've got some really fun teams, as we always do, and we get through this weekend. We're at the halfway point of the conference season, and so it'll be fascinating to watch the twists and turns and see who's hot coming into Cleveland, and then what the results will be.
Are you going to pick a winner? That probably wouldn't be good for you today.
The fans will be the winner because they're going to see some really fun student athletes and
that's true.
Some great competitors.
All right, John, best guess right now, when will we definitely have expanded college football playoffs? And if so, what's your best guess of what year it might happen?
Boy, that's a good question. What we're talking about right now is to start in 2026, which is after the current contract. We've got 5 years left on our current entity. I think by that time we'll get it done. The question is, can we get it done in the next 3 to 6 months and then work toward that, or do we wait a couple years? I hope we can put a decision in place sooner rather than later, because I think it will help bring stability to the enterprise of intercollegiate athletics.
All right. Well, with you in the room, I think we got a better chance. We'll all keep our fingers crossed that it gets done. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time.
Great to be with you.
John Steinbrecher does a great job as the commissioner of the MAC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.